Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Radio and Cowboy Wisdom Visionary Vitality. Tonight, we're going to expand your wisdom about Obamacare, how to build wealth. We're also going to show you a way and a place to go where you can get the wisdom to expand. Shannon Burnett Gronich and Nick Malice is my guest, and Nick is an inventor and intellectual creator for many asset protection wealth strategy patents. He is a financial engineer with expertise in evaluating complex macroeconomic legal issues and is developing a complex tax strategy for clients. And Shannon is the event product goddess, marketing expert, and she's also a friend of mine I've met, but she also has a decade building of international consciousness business community by helping small businesses grow into their full potential. And so without any further more introductions, this show is going to be action-packed and with a way for people, for you to come to an event and meet Shannon and Nick personally to expand your business, enhance your bottom line, and to dance in wealth and success. And without any further ado, I want to welcome Shannon Burnett Gronich and Nick Malice to the show. Welcome.
Thank you for having us. Shannon, are you there? She's alive. I know she's alive.
Yes.
Hi there. Sorry.
All right. Anyway, but Nick, I asked you a question, and this is something I know everybody is kind of, before we get really into it, would you give people a little bit of insight to how Obamacare is going to affect people that are going to draw from IRAs and all the tax, you know, all the tax, like the IRAs, the Roth IRAs, tax-free stuff that they've paid into all the years, and how is that going to affect them, Obamacare going to affect them when they start drawing it out?
Yeah, so one thing with Obama, there's 138 deductions going away. There's about 55 tax credits going away, and there's 30 new taxes. And so one of the things that people need to understand, if they've got a retirement account, one of the things that they're going to be hit with is a couple new taxes. And one of them is going to cost them about 5.5%, and one of them is going to cost them 3.8%. So you've got about a 9.6% tax. And so what people think that it talks about is that if you're invested and you have over $250,000 in assets, this affects you. That's not what it says. What it says, if you're invested in something that has over $250,000 in assets, you face this tax. So if you're out there, if you have a mutual fund or stock or anything that you're invested in that has more than $250,000 invested, you get hit with this tax. Now, if people are looking at the statement, one of the things that they have to understand is when they get their statements show fees. So they're not going to see this. What it is it's a tax. We know that from the Supreme Court decision. It's not a fee. It's not a penalty. It's a tax. So let's just say you made 10% on your investment. You're paying 9.6% in tax. You're hardly gonna make anything on your money. In fact, you're going to lose money because you're actually not even going to beat inflation. And so when you go to take this out, you're going to have this added tax on your withdrawals that you're not going to see. And sometimes they will just give you the money, and then you get this big surprise come tax time. So it's been a real downer for the people that I've seen. People keep talking about Obamacare. It doesn't matter if it gets repealed. I hope you guys understand that, because the taxes have already been voted in, and they're separate from the Obamacare. Taxes never go away. So even if you repeal Obamacare, you're going to have to deal with this situation, and unless somebody gets rid of tax, which I've not seen anybody get rid of a tax before. I've seen them lower a tax, but I've never seen anybody get rid of a tax. And the last time we lowered taxes was, what, 1980? So that's something that people have to be conscious of when they're taking their withdrawals.
And that's going to continue. So basically, from what I just understood you say, Nick, Obamacare, no matter what happens, is another way for them to get a new tax in here in a silent way.
Yeah, they've already done it, and, you know, that's why they went to the Supreme Court decision. They tried, the people fighting the powers that be tried to get it to be called a penalty or a fee, and it's, the Supreme Court decision said, no, it's a tax. And because it's a tax, it doesn't show up on their statement as a fee, so they're not going to see it on their statements on a monthly basis, quarterly, semi-annually, or annually basis. They're just going to see it when they go file their return, which is a big surprise to people. So, and it's something that people have to figure in.
And so with this, and also, isn't that kind of a sneaky way they did that with Social Security in another way, Nick?
Yeah, they really robbed Peter to pay Paul, and now everybody's trying to get on Peter. Everybody's trying to get on the Medicare thing. So, you know, they took $760 billion out of Medicare and they put it into the program, which, you know, it doesn't make any sense to me. Small business owners, if you're listening out there, with, you know, if you're going to file your taxes the same way as you did last year, or if you're not going to prepare your business to take advantage of deductions that you have coming to you, you know, business owners, they only take about 3 to 5 basic deductions, even though they have dozens, even hundreds, depending on their entity, available to them. They never take them. And so if they don't go out there and find the available deductions and things that they have coming to them as a business, and they file the same way that they did before, they're going to end up getting their wallet out come tax time, or get surprised that that CPA that doesn't get paid to find deductions. I always say, you know, CPAs are bean counters. We're not bean counters. We give you more beans to count. That's the big difference. And if they go ahead and do the same things as they did last time, they're going to find themselves without a chair when the music stops, and that's an ugly picture. So, you know, that's why we're teaching people. We're creating these forums and these formats where we can go out there and educate the people that there is hope. There is a lot of things that they have available to them if they go out and be proactive to get the education and then utilize it for their life and their business.
And to learn more about what Nick is talking about and what Shannon's going to be talking about here in a minute, it's Ultimate Small Business Acceleration Summit, Friday, May 30th, 2014, to June 1st, 2014, in Miami, Florida. You can go to the Ultimate Business Acceleration Summit.com or just punch that in, and you can go there and get a ticket. Because, and I'm going to ask both Shannon and Nick this, isn't that the way they've used school system, is to keep us inside a system of control and we don't even know it?
You want to hit that, Shannon, or you want me to kind of touch that? Because I'd have to say definitive. You know, one of the things that we've done is, you know, I saw that there was an unlevel playing field when I started this business about 15 years ago, and I said, you know what? The only way that the wealthy become wealthy is to, one, either sue for it, win a lottery, marry into it, and if you're lucky enough to grow up in it, these things are just passed on to you. But the average person doesn't get to take advantage of these things that have been around because they never have access to them. And so what we said was, look, we want to make a fair playing ground. So what we're going to do is we're going to make available, accessible, and affordable these things that have otherwise been out of reach. And we're going to make them so that it's at the fingertips so anybody can have advantage and take advantage of these programs and obtain them, be able to afford to use them for their advantage, and be able to create wealth just like the millionaires, just like the billionaires out there. So we teach the secrets that these ultra-wealthy people have been taking advantage of for the last 40, 50 years, and we make them accessible to people. Like, for example, you know, you heard Warren Buffett say, I made $1 billion, what was it, last year, and I paid less tax than my secretary. How did he do that? We're going to talk about that at the event. We're actually going to break down the product and system that he used in order to do that. We're going to give so much of this value to people so that they have the power of these programs to be able to utilize in their own life.
And also and Shannon, isn't there also a way for people to get free press and also write press releases and get their business out there with little to no money out of their pocket?
Yeah, I have successfully been able to go out and get over $3 million in free publicity in a very short period of time. Most people believe that you have to be a nonprofit or, you know, you have to have certain, be a good copywriter and all of these skills, and that's one of the things that we'll be talking about there is the whole aspect of the latest marketing and how to position your business at the forefront of that and take advantage of it. So no matter if you're just a small business starting out and with very, you know, little to no budget and want to learn how to get free publicity, or you already have a marketing budget and you want to expand that and get, you know, get out on a national or even global level, we'll be teaching you how. It's real simple when you know how.
Now, I'm going to ask Shannon and Nick both this. Isn't that the reason the world is in debt now, because we don't know how to live without debt?
I would have to say, yeah, and the worst thing that we're doing as a country is we're using debt instruments to pay for debt instruments, meaning we're using a credit card to pay off another credit card. You know, I was reading someplace that if we spent $1 million every day since the time that Jesus was alive, paid $1 million towards the national debt, we wouldn't even cover the interest on it. If we put $1 million away till today, we wouldn't even cover the national debt. You could tax every corporation and every individual in this country 100% of their earnings and not even cover the interest on the national debt. And it's really scary. But there's ways that people can prosper, knowing what's going to happen and knowing, you know, I talk a lot about the stock market. I mean, I tell people, look, I don't care what people are talking about today. The sun is always brighter before the storm. If you think that the Dow ought to be at 16,000, you're nuts. People are buying less products and services today. We should have huge inflation. We have a lot of unemployment. People don't have expendable cash. The economy really isn't getting turned around except for in certain sectors. If people can position themselves properly to take advantage of what is coming down the pipeline, they put themselves in a very good position to be able to create wealth, a lot of wealth, and benefit from a downturn in the economy. And I hate to say that, but that's what the wealthy does. You know, they come out in the bad times and they disappear, or they just pop out their head in the good times. And, you know, you want to follow what people are doing. You know, Warren Buffett took 11 billionaires pulled billions out of the stock market. I mean, they know, you know, and everybody feels this other shoe is getting ready to drop. Well, how is it that they roll their money out? How is it that they can get direction over their own money and have control over their own money and stop paying these brokerage fees? We're going to talk about that at the event. How do they pay tax like the wealthy do, where they pay little to no tax and at the lowest tax rates available to them? We're going to talk about that. How do they protect their assets the way that they do? How do they keep from make them so that they can avoid an audit and not put themselves on the radar? We're going to talk about that. You know, I saw something on the news that said if you're a small business owner, listen to this. They said on Fox News and CNN, if you are a small business and you can't figure out how to, and you don't position yourself how to get on somebody's smartphone device or their internet device in the next 18 months, you're going to be either out of business or dramatically reduce your business. That's how fast technology has moved just in the last 6 months. They used to say 4 years, 18 months. So when you're dialing on your phone and you're looking for that pizza shop or that flower shop, how is it that it comes up in your zip code or that somebody wants to do business with you, and how do you go at the top of that board? We're going to talk about that. We're going to have one of the best internet conversion guys in the world that's going to be there giving away his secrets, and it's a workshop. We don't pitch. We don't sell. If people want to go to a rah-rah pitch fest festival, that's not what this is. If people want to learn, it's a great opportunity for them to learn. Come willing to learn. Bring a lot of pens and pads of paper, because we're going to give a lot of information. You're going to be able to have one-on-ones with these great presenters and coaches that they're going to have access on our nickel to be able to learn, which is a home run.
And, yeah, you know, go ahead, Shannon.
Yeah, and I was just going to say that, you know, one of the things that as a woman in business is I've worked with a lot of women where they don't want to talk about finances, or they don't, you know, they're not familiar with the P&L, or they're scared of numbers. And those of you, whether female or male, you know, you absolutely want to be here, because a lot of the individuals that are on the stage that are there, some of these individuals make six figures in a month. And to be in that energy, to be in those discussions, to be learning from them, just only empowers you with tools and strategies to take your business to the next level. So I'm real passionate about women stepping towards, you know, their finances and knowing more, and taking control, because with a roadmap, you know where you're going and how to get there.
Yeah, and you know what's great is we're making the event. Unfortunately, we'd love to be able to do it for free, but there's an associated cost. So what we're doing is we're having a Friday night event. We're going to cover people's drinks and their food. They're going to come in. We're going to have the speakers all there. We're going to have a social event the night before from 6 to 10 at the Sofitel Hotel in Miami. They're going to be able to press palms with all the speakers and talk with them and get some individual attention, ask questions, get to know them. Then we're running a full-scale event Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. We are going to feed them, so they don't have to worry about those arrangements. We're going to have a killer lunch menu. We're going to have all the speakers present. And then what they're going to be able to do is they're going to be able to sign up for an event, sign up to be able to have one-on-one consultations with all the speakers Sunday from 8 to 8. We're going to have some bonus classes, and then they're going to have breakout sessions where they're going to actually be able to meet, get a free consultation, and we're picking up the nickel for all that. And so what we're doing is the event is typically $597 to attend the event. But what Shannon's going to do, and she's going to give your number here in a little bit, is we're taking $100 even off that. The last time we did an event with this kind of talent, we charged over $5,000. We had a line of people out the door. Shannon just had a baby. She asked us to come here. She said, I want to get this out to my community, my people. What do I got to do it? So we told her what we'd be willing to do, and we're flying everybody in from the four corners of the earth to come in to this event, and they're going to be present. They're going to be available. We're giving away about $5,000 in bonuses, from coaching packages to CDs to education materials that they're going to be able to have when they come to this event. And I just think it's amazing. I got a couple testimonials. I got a couple testimonials here last week. He said, I have a side company, and I was only making $80 a month at it. After attending this event and taking what I learned from it, I am now making over $12,000 a month. Next time I'm coming, and I'm bringing my wife with me. The other one said, all I can say about this event is awesome. No sales pitching and personalized attention. First class all around. This was the best workshop I have ever attended. So, I mean, these people are actually getting value and then taking it home with them and learning the valuable lessons and principles of growing their business and then utilizing them, and actually their business, their net worth is growing. And so we love to see that. So if people want to reduce their tax liability, grow their business, lower their liability that they have out there, learn the hottest secrets in marketing, learn the hottest secrets on the internet, be able to learn how to get free press. We're even going to have a guy that's going to teach people how to be their own bank so that they'll never have to borrow from a lending institution ever again. But if you want capital, there's a ton of money available from the American Recovery Reinvestment Act. People don't realize you can have a bad credit score and still be able to obtain a minimum of $50,000 in capital for their business that they're now lending at 0 and 0.9% for 18 months, which, you know, leads and money is the two lifelines of any business out there, and they're all going to be under one roof. So we're excited. We've done this forum. We're excited to continue it. We've had huge success over the country, and now we're bringing it to the backyard, and we're excited about coming out there and bringing this knowledge and having people be able to receive it.
It's the Ultimate Small Business Acceleration Summit in Miami, Florida, at the Sofitel Motel at 5800 Blue Lagoon Drive, Miami, Florida. And it's Friday, May 30th, 2014 to June 1st, 2014. And people can go online and get the ticket and purchase it all and, in, well, really just embellish their dream to live it, to experience, and to dance in their own light of wealth, wouldn't you say?
I would say, and Shannon, give them your phone number, because what we're doing is we're going to run a special for the next 72 hours where if they come in because they heard off your show, they're going to get $100 off. It's $497, guys. It's 3 days. You're going to have most of all your accommodations covered as far as your food, and the event is all covered in there, all your materials, everything. And so it's going to be $497. It's a three-day event. People are going to spend the money anyways. That's why I tell people all the time. You buy your caramel macchiatos from Starbucks. You buy your applications and your iPads, and you go on your trips to Cabo San Lucas. People invest in things every day, but it's so funny. They won't invest in themselves, their family, or their business, and it makes no sense to me. So you're going to spend that money anyways. Make a proactive decision. You guys don't decide to pay us now. You're going to end up paying a whole lot to Uncle Sam and for learning the lessons of marketing later. Save yourself the trouble and do it now. Shannon, why don't you go ahead and give out your phone number so people can call in and get their reserve their seat. They're going fast.
Absolutely. 321-549-2128. That's 321-549-2128, or they can also email info@businessaccelerationsummit.com. That's info@businessacceleration.com. And Nick, I just wanted to add one thing. You know, with the Friday night and the cocktail party, we have this high performance networking experience that is unlike any other. You're going to come in that night and literally start doing deals with other people that are there. You'll get to know people will know who you are, what you're doing, what you need next, how to help you. By the time you go into the actual event on Saturday, it's like stepping into into family, but also like a new sales team, partners, ventures. It's really powerful, the process that we've created on Friday night.
Can you give that number one more time, Shannon?
Okay, 321-549-2128. 321-549-2128.
It's a great event. We've done this format. We've got nothing but compliments. People love it. And it's a great where they can learn. They don't have to worry about being pitched. And, you know, all the guys, if you guys are as tired as I am when I decided to go out and make this forum, and if you're tired of all the bull and the people, you know, sitting there, these gurus and this snarfing this stuff or throwing this stuff down at your throat and hoping that you snarf it down. Guys, this is not going to be a bullcrap festival. It's not going to be a rah-rah festival. This is a learning workshop where you can actually gain the knowledge and be able to utilize it to grow your business. And that's the number one thing that people compliment on it, is that, you know, you guys didn't sell, you guys didn't pitch, it was so comfortable, we learned a ton, when is your next event, and we look forward to really seeing everybody there. But 321-549-2128, and Shannon will go ahead and take the calls to reserve your seats before they go. So,
Nick and Shannon, I want to ask you both this mostly, but Nick, how is LLCs and everything not really asset protection? They're just kind of, they're an instrument, they're a good instrument, but they're not really asset protection.
Well, you know, people talk about asset protection in the form of an entity, and asset protection is the form of structures where they're using estate planning and other entities and things to all work cohesively in a plan. You know, one of the things that I can tell you, no one thing is going to stop anybody or prevent anybody from coming after or attach your assets. But what they will do is make it so it's very difficult and expensive, which is what makes people not want to go through with such plans. One thing I can tell you, if you're listening on this phone and you're a small business owner and you're either a sole proprietor or a single member disregarded entity, meaning you're the only person of an entity, you're crazy. Because, first of all, sole proprietors, highest tax bracket in the country, least amount of deductions that are available to you. You hold all the liability personally. Anything that you do in your personal life spills over to your business and vice versa. You have to file a Schedule C, which is the most audited return by the IRS, and there's now 50,000 agents, and you can't deduct Obamacare, which you're forced to purchase. You can't even deduct it. So other than that, sole proprietors are great. Single-member disregarded entities, same thing. You are the company is you. You need to learn how to hold your ownership to your stock or your membership certificates or your partnership certificates. You need to learn how to hold them in a way that allows you to be protected. And we're going to talk about all that at the event because I can go on, and no two people are the same. But the principles are similar, and the principles are true no matter where you go in this country. So, you know, that's important, guys. If you're a sole proprietor, guys, stop being crazy. Stop giving away, paying unnecessary money, paying self-employment tax unnecessarily. 15.3% on $50,000, you're giving away $7,500 or having to come up with $7,500 in deductions that you have to come up with just to deduct those. Imagine if you didn't have to pay self-employment tax and you still had the same deductions. Think about how much money is coming back to you or how much money you're going to save. And those are the type of principles and things that we're going to be talking about at the event. And it makes all the difference in the world. Knowledge is power. And it's only useful if people are proactive in going and being there and being present and taking advantage of things like this forum, where it can really make the difference of putting more money in your pocket, less than Uncle Sam, or saving money in some of these marketing campaigns or things that are out there that are old school and are no longer working anymore, and knowing who their audience is to market to. So that's why we've wrapped it all together. Probably just about anything a small business owner needs for tools in their tool belt, we're teaching about it, we're talking about it, and we're going to show them how to facilitate it.
Well, you already heard how you're going to make money by just going. It's a $495 event when you call 321-549-2128. But if you're listening, there's $5,000 worth of educational material. So you've already made money by just going. But it isn't the money you make. It's the money you learn to keep.
I agree. It's not what you make. It's
very
what you
well
get
said.
To keep. Amen. So, yeah, we really appreciate you taking this time to get out to your listeners. I think it's so important that people have this knowledge.
Well, you know, you're talking about the stock market. The stock market's going up, in my opinion, by people's retirement accounts being feeding it every month. It isn't because of actual liquid money being made in this country.
If I could tell a little story, you know, 9/11, right? Everybody remembers 9/11. Everything was great. 9/12, right? The day after two airplanes hit the World Trade Towers, and you know, 9/12, there's only really two things that you couldn't do. You couldn't trade stocks, and you couldn't get on an airplane. You can go buy gas. You can go put $100 on the blackjack table. You can go purchase groceries. You could go to the movies. You can do just about anything that you wanted out there. But you couldn't trade stocks or get on an airplane. Yet it was a perception that the economy had been hit and that the U.S. suffered, and it cost the stock market to drop from 12,000 to 9,000. People lost 40-50% of their retirement accounts. Now, that was something that was a surprise. Look at all the debt that we are causing on this country. And the only thing propping up is the fact that we're dumping $85 billion, now $75 billion a month in buying this garbage that's out there and propping up the market. If a surprise cost us to lose 40 to 50% in the market, the whole world is watching us write checks our rear end can't cash. What do you think is going to happen to the market when we can no longer kick the can down the road? And come June, the Federal Reserve can't print money anymore where they can actually make a profit. And when they print the next set of money, it will do one of two things. Devalue the currency, which will make everything that you buy cost more and the dollar be worth less. And it's going to cost inflation out there. And so it's very important that people gear themselves around this. We're going to be talking it right about the time that this is going to be hitting the market. People are going to be able to come to this event and be preparatory for the things coming down the pipeline. So that's huge.
You know, Nick, something that just come to me, if people are prepared and have the wisdom, when this hits, they will be wealthy and won't even know it really slowed down, won't they?
Well, let's think about this. If you knew what was going to happen to the stock market back in the day, and, you know, Citibank was trading at $86 a share, and then after the collapse and everything happened, it was $1 a share. Wouldn't it be great if you had your money out of the market someplace else, and then when all the stocks dropped, you could buy them because the stock's back up to where it was? I mean, think about that. I mean, how a tremendous opportunity that you moved yourself out of harm's way, and then when the opportunity presented itself, you can get right back in the game and take advantage of it and gain all the wealth from making those great key decisions. And so we are going to teach people about what's coming down and how to position themselves so they can take advantage of an ever-changing market and ever-changing regulations that are affecting their business on a daily basis.
It's the Ultimate Small Business Acceleration Summit, Friday, May 30th, 2014 to June 1st, 2014 at the Softail Motel in Miami, Florida. And people, with what is coming and everything happening, how would it feel to be have a leg up to expand your own wealth but to live the life you desire? And with a short closing here, Nick and Shannon, both give your insight to what you feel people will expand in wisdom and live a better life through this summit.
Good, Shannon.
Well, for one thing that I know for sure is you will be blown away by how much is available with the experts and them being available. I know Nick, as humble as he is, putting his time here, gets hundreds of dollars an hour, and to have him there and, you know, spending time with you and booking appointments and meeting with you personally is huge, and that's what's available at with each individual, and it's custom to you. So just that is worth it in itself, just Sunday.
Yeah, I would have to say, you know, I was lucky enough to tour with some of these great guys and meet a lot of these people out there. And just separately, if you had to go out there and learn separately from these people, it would cost you over $10,000 just to access some of the beginning material so that you can put it in your belt, and they're all going to be in one place. And, you know, I've learned a lot from my successes. I've learned even more from my failures, and I know that I know what I don't know. And you do what you do best, and you hire the best people out there to fill in the gaps of what you don't do so strongly. And I can tell you this, everybody needs to – you can never learn too much. I'm constantly learning. So if I can go out there to an event, my idea is I always go to an event with the idea that if I can get one good thing out of it that will help my business, it's worthwhile. But I'm going to tell you, you're going to come out there, you're going to listen to half a dozen speakers, and you're going to come away with a half a dozen or a dozen different things that you can take back to your business that will absolutely change the way that you do business, how you think about things, where you put your money, and how you grow your business. It's absolutely going to blow you away. Shannon's not kidding. I've actually sat, and normally when I do events, I go and walk around and stuff. I'm sitting in the chairs with the people because I'm learning every time. I learn something new, and I put another arrow in my quiver. And so I love it. It's just a great event, great people. Everybody's collaborative. There's no pitching. Everybody's fun, great to work with. It's very educational, and I think people will not only have a great time, eat some great food, get a lot of great materials, but they're going to learn a lot of great information. And so that's what makes it a wonderful event. We're looking forward to seeing everybody there. And if you hear this show and you see us, come tell us, you know, that you heard us, and come up and say hi to us. We're all people. We all put on their pants like everybody else. So we'd love to have you.
You know, it kind of comes down to a simple saying, you listen your way to the penthouse, you talk your way to the outhouse.
That's right. So remember, guys, this is a number that you want to put in your phone, write it on a piece of paper, just don't get in a wreck. 321-549-2128. 321-549-2128. Call that. 72 hours. We're running a discount even on the reduced price. You can get in there. Reserve your seat. They're going fast. Make sure that you come. If you've got a spouse, I would highly recommend you bring them. If you've got a partner, I highly recommend you bring them. So tell your friends and family. Get them there. They're going to want to be a part of this. I'm telling you, it's going to blow their minds.
And I got one quick question for you, Shannon and Nick. Is this something that the college education will never teach the people they put out into the public to expand people's wealth?
Well,
never.
I can tell you with the education that I've had, and I've had quite a bit of it, there's two things you never learn in school. You never learn how money works, and you never learn how structures work, ever. And, you know, most of the people that are in school right now that are learning, like, for example, technology or marketing campaign strategies or things like that, by the time they graduate, they're already going to be outdated. So, you know, if you really want to learn the strategies of today and stay ahead of that curve, then you need to attend things like this so that you can be up on things. Because that's when you guys, when they get out, and when they're out there having to get clients or whatever, they're going to want to know if they know how to do these things. And if they're not at the forefront of technology pains for marketing strategies, they're going to be in the dust. So that's very important. But, yeah, it's a $250,000 education in 3 days. That's what I tell people.
Now, that is what we're going to close the show with. Shannon and Nick, I really appreciate you being here, and I appreciate all the listeners, and may your life be as blessed as you all are a blessing to me. And I'm going to say good night, and thank you for everybody for being here.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
And see you in Miami, Rob. We're excited that you're coming.
Yes, you. Yes, you will. I'm already excited.
We'd love to have you. So thank you for having us again. We appreciate it.
Oh, you betcha. And you, everybody, have a good night.
All right, too.